first reading today. So one of the options for funeral liturgies in the Old Testament, this prophetic utterance of the Lord's mountain, the fulfillment of his promises, the fulfillment of God's plan. A mountaintop that possesses within it the richest of food or the choicest of wines. Even goes into making sure you understand juicy, rich food, not just dry, rich food. The juiciest of rich food and the purest of choice wines. So it's an exaggeration of emphasis. This is not just the regular run of the mill, but it is beyond the average, the normal, the everyday. Why is that important? Because we live in a broken world. We live in a broken world in which often the meeting the necessity is all that is asked. The minimum standard of things. There is no minimum standard here in God's fulfillment of his plan. It is the best. Wedding at Cana was not wine is sufficient. It's red, it's liquid, some alcohol in it. You know, so they took Kool-Aid and threw some vodka in it or something, but it was the best of wine. Turn to the gospel text and we see the hand of God. Not just the hand of God, which might be an understanding of his power, but the literal hand of God resting upon this mountaintop, teaching and preaching, healing the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute. A manifestation of the kingdom of God on this holy mountain, made holy by God's presence in their midst. He's going to do the extraordinary, but he's also going to meet them in the ordinary, in their hunger. Sometimes we, without knowing it, put God in a sphere of only those things that are extraordinary. Now, given the fact that he fed thousands of people from seven loaves of bread and two fish, yes, it's extraordinary, but what is the miracle unto? The ordinary. We often think of the miracles unto the extraordinary. This person could not speak, and now they can. They had no eyes, and now they can see. Right? An extraordinary, miraculous thing. What does it mean that God meets us in the miraculous, in the ordinary? There's something that says to us. There is no part of you, there is no thing that you long that is too base, too ordinary for the love of God to be manifest in it. Even your earthly hunger is known to God, and he has a desire to meet you there. Too many times in the growing up and getting mature, being adults, right? We suck it up, you know. We put up with the inconvenience of this or the inconvenience of that. It's about being mature, about growing up. But there is something in the tenderness of God that desires to meet us in every way, from the extraordinary desires to those that are even the most simple of desires. Gospel writer Matthew makes it very clear that they all ate and were satisfied. Or does he add that extra part? Their needs were met, and there was leftovers. Be mindful, my brothers and sisters, the disciples are poor in being with Jesus. Jesus doesn't say, bring the cartloads of food up that we have had stored in our riches because you have become rich because I am with you. And we're working the system good, and we've got all of these donations, and we've got all of this abundance to which you as rich disciples will give of your abundance to these people. And do it with confidence because you know I'll give you more. They come into this situation poor. 7 loaves of bread, 2 fish, few fish. It's not even enough to meet the needs of the 12, let alone if there's 72 of the disciples. They themselves don't even have the means to feed themselves and to satisfy their hunger. But God is with them. Emmanuel. And this is all that they need. An invitation to surrender into his hands even the little they possess. It's a good invitation for us who often find ourselves face to face with our poverty, whatever it is. You have a relationship with the Lord who knows you and loves you, even to the most mundane of your needs. He knows and wants to meet. Do not be afraid to put into his hands the little that you possess, for there it finds blessing. In possessing him, we are the richest of all people.